وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at human rights from the perspective of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, and especially the justice of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. Amir al-Mu'mineen formulated such firm rules and presented such solid views for the human rights and the rights of human beings and the welfare of the human society that their roots penetrate into the depths of the earth and the branches extend upon to the heavens. All the social sciences which are prevalent at present mostly confirm these views and principles, which in fact derived from the Ahlul Bayt themselves, and especially Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. Although these modern social sciences may be given many names and may be presented in various forms, the object is one, and one only, that a human being should be protected from oppression, and they should form a society which protects human rights in a better way. And basically, this is what we're trying to achieve as human beings, collectively, from all the sciences that we come up with, the safety of man. And Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, his views, his objectives, was exactly that. So when we look at society in which a human's dignity should be respected and the freedom of world and action should be safe to such an extent that no one should be hurt, is in fact the principles of the justice of Ali alayhi as-salam. The conditions and circumstances of time have a great effect on the creation of social sciences. It is these very conditions and circumstances which present social sciences in one shape at one time and in another time. So we always constantly changing. We are evolving. Our society is evolving. The social sciences themselves are evolving. However, one thing that needs to stay constant, one thing that needs to stay stable, and that is justice, and that is human rights. And this is exactly what Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam stood for. Constant, he did not change with time, he did not evolve with time, his views on justice did not change. Rather, he kept a strict and firm rules into applying and protecting the values and the dignity of a human life. So if you study Amir al-Mu'mineen's history and we study all the conflicts that happened, you see that he always puts the safety of man before others, and the rights of human beings needs to be preserved. Let us take a short break and then we will continue right after.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam enjoys a very high position in the history of human rights. His views were linked with the thinking of Islam. The central point of his views was oppression needs to come to an end, and class discrimination should be eliminated from amongst the people. Whoever has recognized Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam and heard his remarks and read his books and read his sermons and read his letters, understand his beliefs and views about human brotherhood and human rights. And he knows that he was a sword drawn on the neck of tyrants. His entire attention was directed towards the enforcement of the rules of equality and justice. At no time you see Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi compromising on that belief. Even when he was elected to be a khalif by the people, could not stand the justice of Ali alayhi salam. He left no room for them to move. This is not a government where they can take and give. This is a one-way government, the way of Allah, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants it to happen. This is exactly the divine laws of Allah being practiced that have never been practiced by any other human being. And they feared the wrath of Ali alayhi salam, not because Ali alayhi salam was a person who people fear and, you know, he cuts people. Yeah, he Amir al-Mu'mineen, he was the bravest of his time and bravest man in history after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa ala. But his bravery was put for the servitude of mankind themselves, to preserve their right, to eliminate human classes, to, you know, preserve the dignity of man. And, you know, he does not separate and he did not differentiate. He did not differentiate between an Arab and an Arab. To him, that is not justice. So Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi, he stems his views. He takes all these principles from Islam itself, the divine religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as understood by him. Because when you look at Islam and those who followed and practiced Islam, and especially those who became leaders of Islam by their own either wit or by their own deception, they treated Islam as a mockery. They dealt with Islam in a way where until today we are being cursed by their actions. They done all the heinous crimes in the names of Islam, in the names trying to apply justice. And they only apply justice when it serves them. When it didn't, they were doing the exact opposite. When someone takes the land of the lady as Zahra alayhi salam, for example, obviously because his mouth is watering over the wealth that this land generates, he will use whatever his means, even if it means lying and making a lie about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will do so. So justice here does not apply. And here oppression applies. So even Amir al-Mu'mineen, even Fatimah al-Zahra, even other companions, when they said, no, this is not right, no one cared because it is not in their best interest. Did that happen with Amir al-Mu'mineen himself? Obviously it didn't. Because Ali, he only cares about the human beings and their rights, and he cares about justice. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله 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 صل على محمد وآله